Kurt Sparks, start from scratch. Just getting in the crib, went and got the fresh cut, got my beard all lined up, looking all nice, you know. It's always good to look nice, to look important, to look neat. More so look neat. You want to look neat, like just for yourself. Forget doing it for others. You want to just look neat for yourself. So just came in the crib, looking all nice, looking all sharp, you know. It is what it is. But anyway, I was on Twitter. And I see that Angela Yee is actually trending. She's trending because Gucci Mane was actually there at the Breakfast Club. And he had mentioned something about Angela Yee hooking up or trying to hook up with him, texting him what hotel she was at or whatever the case may be. It was funny or whatever, you know, for the time being. But I just wanted to say it's just real funny how someone can just attempt to put you out there for something that may or may not have happened. You know, it's always like the person with the loudest voice, either they're telling the truth or they're not telling the truth. What was funny was how Charlamagne was like, yo, Gucci, he don't know Gucci for lying. So that's just like real funny. It's like real funny. And as I'm on Twitter right now, Sway's Doomsday Cypher is also trending as well. These are topics that you're not going to hear about probably ever again. I just wanted to talk about what's going on Twitter right now. And The Lox is also trending. Shout out to The Lox. They just released their new album in 16 years, Filthy America. Hopefully my guy, MD Speaks, he gave it a listen so he can talk about it on our other podcast, The Industry Cosign. Shout out to Big Said. And also for our radio show as well. Hopefully he pick out some songs we could play for the radio show. It must be said on SkyhookRadio.com. Anyway, I want to talk about some of my favorite podcasts out there. It's a lot of podcasts that don't get a lot of play. People don't have the time to want to set their phone to listen to podcasts. But then again, there's a lot of people out there that do listen to a lot of podcasts. And I just want to talk about some of my favorite podcasts that's out there. First and foremost, Combat Jack Show. Shout out to Combat Jack, a.k.a. Reggie Osei. Combat Jack been doing his podcast for many years, and it's definitely a great podcast. I actually came up wanting to do a podcast because listening to the Combat Jack Show, especially when Dallas Penn was on there, Premium Pete was on there, Just Blaze. Very good podcast. If you get a chance, check them out. Combat Jack Show, combatjackshow.com. You can find them on iTunes, Google Play. You can find Combat Jack Show everywhere. That's without a doubt. Next is Rap Radar with Elliot Wilson and B-Dot. Rap Radar, I like Rap Radar because it's coming from a journalistic point of view. Elliot Wilson, he's definitely a competitor. And what was funny was I was listening to the Premium Pete Show. He had Dallas Penn and Tax Stone on there. Shout out to Tax Stone also, Dallas Penn. And Tax Stone actually said something that was kind of funny. He said, you know, fuck all the competition that's going on in between podcasts and everybody just need to get together and just unite, which is true. What's so funny about Elliot Wilson, he wants to win. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to win. But sometimes you got to find a way to go about how you want to win. You can't just try to beat people down to try to create your own lane. Like, if the next man is doing a podcast, congratulate the next man. That's how you're supposed to do it. So when you get a chance again, listen to the Rap Radar podcast with B-Dot and Elliot Wilson. Now, the Undisputed podcast is out there right now is hands down Drink Champs. And I say it like that because with Nori's personality, you can't lose. Nori was funny way back in the days. And especially when he'd go up to the Breakfast Club and he'll do an interview with the Breakfast Club, it was always funny. Little did we know that Nori was planning on putting together a podcast, and DJ EFN, their podcast is just like real funny. They ask a lot of funny questions, and it's just all around just like a good time. You know, when you're listening to Drink Champs, it's always guaranteed a good time. I'm not knocking what everybody else is doing because Combat Jack, Premium Pete Show, like everybody else, like they ask great questions as well, especially for artists that were out back in the days. You want to always hear their story and hear what's going on. Same thing with Rap Radar. You always want to get like the goods on what was going on and what was their mind frame, especially when they release albums and how things were back in the days for them and even current. So definitely check those three out. Another one, hey, I got to mention my man Premium Pete, the Premium Pete Show. Premium Pete used to be down with Combat Jack. They severed their business ties, and now Premium Pete's doing his own podcast, Premium Pete Show, excuse me, with Miss Lissa Knowles. And you got to listen to that podcast, Premium Pete's my guy. Funny podcast. But don't forget to also listen to the Industry Cosign, my man Big Said, my man MD Speaks. And we also, like I said, got a radio show, It Must Be Said, on skyhookradio.com. I want to do something different. I want to see if I can get Premium Pete on the phone and have him just say a few words about his podcast. You know, let him know I'm appreciating what he's doing, what he's bringing to the culture. And that's also important. You want to always give back to the culture of hip hop. The culture of hip hop is so many realms to this culture of hip hop. Like, it's just so dope. And not everybody's doing their part, but we're trying to do our part best as possible. And if you are thinking about doing a podcast, make sure you definitely give back to the culture, because that's something that's very important. Like, the culture of hip hop is what brought us to where we are today. So let me see if I can get Premium Pete on the phone, have him say a few words, let him know. We're out here thinking about you, B. Hopefully I got
that. Hello.
Pete.
What's up?
What's good, sir?
What's going on?
Yo, Kurt Sparks, KO. You know me formerly as KO. What's good with you, B?
Man, don't be calling me with your bass in your voice at 1:10 on a fucking Friday. What's good, motherfucker?
Yo, right now, I got you on the Start From Scratch blogcast. You know the blogcast. You like, fuck my blogcast the other day. I just wanted to, you know, shout you out. See what's good with you, B.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. Why don't you do me a favor and go fuck yourself?
Well, thank you very much. I was telling everybody that's listening how I was listening to the episode with you, Tax Stone, and also Dallas Penn. And, again, it was another great episode, but I just wanted to touch on something real quick, if I could just grab a minute of your time.
Sure.
All three of you guys were just saying how it was great to just touch in and just give everybody a shout out for who's out there doing what they're doing. And Taxstone actually made a good point when he's like, it doesn't make any sense beefing from one podcast to another podcast, especially if we all in the bottom of the barrel. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm in the bottom of the barrel. I'm just doing some other shit. But I just like that positive message that y'all put out there. Like, that shit was dope.
Yeah, I think it's important to, you know, I think what happens is when, you know, when you're in a culture of a lot of similarities, you know, people fight with each other or right. Try to be, you know, one up each other. And that's normal. People try to be competitive.
Of course.
We should champion people in this podcast world because it's still young and early enough for someone to open up doors where it can benefit others. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Joe Rogan, he's out there whooping a lot of ass, too. And that's another podcast a lot of people don't even listen to or even know about.
Of course, yeah, but that's a different... You have to understand, I'm talking about, like, in the culture that we love, you know, and whether that be streetwear, hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like things that we love, you know? Like you know, I don't know many people that listen to Joe Rogan, but don't get me wrong, he's got a million, you know, 2-3 million plays an episode.
Yeah, this is true.
But that's his audience. But what I'm talking about, if we keep on battling each other or trying to go one up on each other, then how is anyone supposed to make it out? You know what I mean? You're only going to try to put one person out.
Let me ask you this. How's podcasting different from radio?
Well, mainly is because the person has the choice what they want to listen to, when they want to listen to.
Right.
You know, podcasts you can take on the go. And, you know, I mean, when you say radio, radio is like really music. If you're talking about talk show, then it's different, you know.
Right.
You know, podcasts, I think, has become, you know, more than, bigger than radio, obviously, because it could be multiple topics or subjects.
Right.
You know, it could be somebody could get gems out of it. Somebody could get lessons out of it.
Right.
Somebody could, you know, learn something. Somebody could find out something about somebody that they're a fan of, you know, or just really just get some insight to some stuff. And I think that a lot of people use podcasts to their advantage, man. And, you know, it's amazing that they're getting all this free, high quality content, you know, for free 99, man. So shout out to the internets and, you know, all the Spanish speaking internets, los internetos, as my man Dallas Penn will say.
I got one last question for you, and then I'm going to let you go. For anybody
that's... I did not sleep with your wife. No, I did not.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for clarifying that. Thank you. Now I don't have to, you know, yell at her again. So thank you very much. Thank you. When you tying the knot? That's not the question, but when you tying the knot?
Well... trying to put me on the spot. Shout out to your blog cast.
I'm trying to get an invite. You know, I'm trying to get an invite here.
Well, if I do tie the knot, you get. You know, here's the thing. Tying the knot is not going to change anything if you love each other, if you're living with each other, if you're growing with each other, if you're friends with each other. Tying the knot makes a difference just because you're certifying it. You're saying, hey, listen. I want to put this on paper. I've been married before and been divorced, so my hesitance to get married again is only let's love each other first before this paper, not after. So
you're damn right. You're damn right. Now, for anybody that's trying to start a blogcast or a podcast, more so a podcast, what's the great advice that you would give them? Because a lot of people are like, okay, I can start a podcast, but what? I don't have an audience, or I don't know who to talk to.
Yeah, people worry. People always say, oh, I only have 100 followers. So, you know, if 10 of them listen, you got 10 listens. You know, I think what people do wrong in this world is, again, and I'm not perfect, so I'm not preaching, I'm just talking.
Right.
What I think people do is they judge on everybody else.
Yeah.
You know how many times I get people come up to me and they're like, yo, I don't got... You know, I got a podcast. It ain't the Premium Pete podcast, but, you know, I'm like, yo, who can fuck the Premium Pete podcast? What do you got? And they're like, oh, I got this. I'm like, oh, well, you know, do your best with what you got. Yeah. The best advice I could give is be consistent.
Definitely.
So many people all the time start a podcast. They may drop on a Thursday. Then next week they don't drop. Then the week after they drop on a Monday. You want to build a fan base from what you're doing with a podcast. Consistency is key.
Definitely, and that's why I keep telling people, I don't do a podcast, I do a blogcast. It's real short. I say what I got to say.
You switch up on them. Listen, I feel like you do a little bit of everything, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, you know? Listen, it is what it is, you know?
People feel that having a Twitter presence is what's going to make their podcast blow up. What you think?
Nah, listen, podcast, don't get into podcasts and try to be somebody. Get into podcasts and... where it could open up, you know, open up doors for you. You know what I mean? Where you could, get some of your voice out, some of your gems out, some of your comedy out, some of your projects out. You know, use podcasting as a platform,
right?
Not podcasting as trying to be famous or get popular. That don't work. You know what I'm saying?
I tell people all the time, I just do what I do. You like it? Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I'm still good regardless. So.
And then listen, try. That's all you got to do. If it don't work, who gives a shit? Let me tell you something. I learned failure is the opportunity to begin again.
Many
people don't understand that. It makes you smarter than before, and I really agree with that. You know, statement that I'm making, and I don't give a fuck. Forget what anybody else has told you. Failure is the opportunity to begin again.
You got to just jump out the window. That's it.
Now, listen, shout out to KO, shout out to the blogcast, whatever the fuck he's doing. Whoever's listening, may God bless you, happy holidays. If you happen to be dating a twin, sleep with the other twin too, why not? Enjoy yourself. Make sure you wipe your mouth after you're done eating. Put your hand in front of your mouth after you're done coughing, and really use a humidifier. To glisten in your skin and open up your nostrils.
See, now
and may God bless your soul.
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You see, I got to wrap this up. That's it. Time to go. Premium Pete from the Premium Pete Show. Make sure you check him out. Every Thursday he drop. Again, I'm talking about my favorite podcast. Just had to shout this man out. I don't have anybody else's number, so fuck it. It is what it is, B. That's it.
There you go. Pete. Everybody have a great weekend. K.O. Peace.
And there you have it, people. You got to just jump out the window, man. You got to just do you. You got to just have fun with it. And that's that. Stop worrying about what the next person doing. Do what you have to do. I said it many times before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm unemployed. I'm sitting here with this equipment, and I'm hanging out with my fellas, Big Said, MD Speaks. We do our thing, but you know what? I had to step aside just for a little bit so I can just put myself out there as well. That's why this is called Start From Scratch. I used to have a radio show. I used to have another podcast, but now I'm on this platform of having a blogcast. It's short and sweet. I ain't going to keep running my mouth. It is what it is. I'm going to see y'all on the next go round. Peace.